We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Yutes, Zman Birchas Tzitzis. And Amir Shem, we hope to do tonight Simen Yutes and Simen Chof. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Tzitzis Chovas Gavrahu Velo Chovas Mono. Tzitzis is a chiyuv on the person and not on the object. And we discussed that previously, that the chiyuv is only when the person wears the garment that has four corners and not if the four-corner garment is in his closet, which the Mechaber says right now, Shakol Zman She'eno Lovei Shatalas Potemi Tzitzis. So long that the person does not put on the garment that has four corners, it is potter from having tzitzis on the garment. Ulefikach Eino Bevarech Alasiyas HaTzitzis, and therefore one does not make a bracha upon the making of the tzitzis, the putting the strings through the garment. She'ein mitzvah ela b'levishaso, because the mitzvah is only on the wearing of the garment. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Aleph Velocho Vasmona, it is not a chiyav on the mona, ayin l'el, simen yuzayin, Sivkotan Hei, Mashek Hasadnu Shom. Sivkotan Beis, potter mi tzitzis. So long that you're not wearing it, it's potter mitzitzis. Afagav diksiv v'asu lahem tzitzis al kanfei bigdeihem. Even though the pasuk says that you should put tzitzis on the corners of your garment, which you could understand as being even when they're not on you, but mikom makom, in any case, midiksiv kra achrina, from the fact that another pasuk says, gedilem tase loch al arba kanfos kesuscha asher techaseba. Tzitzis you should make for you on the four corners of your garment that you are covering yourself with. Mashma dafka kishem miskaseh, but mashma, the mitzvah is dafka when you are covered with the garment, that's when the chiyuv tzitzis begins. So therefore, you do not make a bracha on the asiyas ha-tzitzis of katan gimel. Rotzalomar be'ez ha-talosan ba-beged, you don't make the bracha when you put the strings in the garment. El achaka kishem misatev bo mevarech lihisatev. Rather, afterwards, when you wrap yourself in the talus, you make the bracha of lihisatev. V'imnifseku acha shalovsho, and if the tzitzis got ripped after you were wearing it, and it's puzzle, tzarech lefashto velasos bo tzitzis, you need to take off the garment and make new tzitzis. Ulevarech keshechozer velovsho, make a new bracha when you put it back on. Af shalovsho takef, even if you take it off, fix it quickly and put it right back on, you still need a new bracha because the tzitzis became puzzle and you changed them. Sivkatan Dalad, you only make the bracha bilavishaso. V'hu adin the mezuzah, we find a similar din when it comes to mezuzah. The kaimalon chovas hadorhi. We say that a mezuzah is a chiyuv on the person who is dwelling in the house, and therefore ein levarech al hamezuzah rakashu nichnas lodor babayas tekef umiyad. You should not make a bracha when you put up a mezuzah before you move in. You should only make a bracha on the mezuzah when you go into the house immediately and right away to live there. That way, the mezuzah is similar to the atifa of the talus. The same way that you make the bracha when you're wearing the talus, not when you're putting it on, so too you make the bracha when you're going into the house to live there. Ok shekvar dorba. Or if you already live in the house and you didn't put a mezuzah up yet, then you could put a mezuzah while you are living there and make the bracha then.
That's true. Even if you're planning to live in the house several months after, let's say you're a summer house. You buy it in the middle of the winter. You know, you fill it up with whatever furniture you need. And
so you're asking an excellent question about Hilchos Mezuzah, which I'm not holding in. But there is a note over here that I wasn't going to read it, but I will read it because to me it's not so clear that where he gets it from. But if we look at note number three, he writes the Madayin Lo Garba Bayis. If you do not yet live in a house, Elorak Hichne Shom Es Chafetzov. He just put inside the house his items. Ruchaim Kanievsky says she yochol levarach al hamezuzah. You could make a bracha then already on the mezuzah, even though you didn't move in. You just moved your stuff in. V'tzayin shemakor dvaravu me'amishtaburukan. And he marks that the source of this din is from this mishtabura. Now, it's not clear from this mishtabura that that's what he's saying. He's getting that where it says a little note number three in the dirshu mishtabura. It says v'hu adin b'mezuzah the kaimel on chovas hadarhi ein levarach al hamezuzah rakashu nichnas lodur b'habayis tekef umiyad. I don't know where Ruchaim Kanievsky sees from that line that when you only put the stuff in, it sounds from the Mishavura that when you go nichnas lodur babayis, when you go in to live in the house, it doesn't sound like you're just bringing your stuff in. So that's why I was going to skip that note because I don't hear it so clearly. If that's his source, I don't know. But Ruchaim Kanievsky is saying from what they're quoting that when you move your stuff into the house, you could already put up the mezuzah. But the point is, now, just like by the talus, you don't make the bracha when you put the tzitzis in the talus. You don't make the bracha when you put the mezuzah on the house. Only when you are wearing the talus or when you are living in the house. Or Ruchaim Kanievsky says, moving the stuff into the house, that would also be considered a little bit of living in the house. That's when you would make the bracha on the mezuzah.
So that's
question. More than that, we'll have to wait till we get to Hilchos Mezuzah.
But so if you buy the house and you don't even move the stuff for a few months, you don't put a mezuzah.
It sounds like you wouldn't make a bracha on the mezuzah at that point, correct? It's too early. That's what it seems to be saying. Says the Mechaber Viter in Sif Beis, also a talus letzorech tachrichin, a person made a talus for burial shrouds. Afal pisha lov sholuf fa'omim v'chayev poter. You know, this person, I guess, is trying to remind himself of the Yom HaMisa, so he prepared a tachrichin, what he's going to be buried in. It's a four-cornered garment, and he wears it sometime while he's still alive, even though it's four corners, it's potter from tzitzis. Says the Mishabura, Sifkoten Hei, Ha'achronim maski d'dafka l'das ha'rosh. This halacha of the Mechaber is specifically going to feed the rosh that we had yesterday. The poter la'el b'simen yurches k'sus ha'miyucho la'layla filu b'yom. The rosh, remember, held that it goes by the type of garment. A day garment is chayav even at night. A nighttime garment is putter even during the day. So this is going to be the Rosh who says, a ksus that's miyucha lalayla is putter afilu mayom. The honami luksus lila dami. And these tachrichim are like a ksus lila. Why? Share a mace putter mi mitzvos. Because a mace is putter from mitzvos. So just like when you're wearing a garment at night and you're putter, so that garment is putter even during the day. So the things that a person is going to be buried in, which is going to be putter then also, that's considered like a ksus lila, ksus misa. So then he'd be putter when he puts it on while he is alive as well. That's all very nice. Lefi the Rosh, avaladas haRambam, the mechayev ksus lila bayom. According to the Rambam that we saw last night, that it doesn't go by the type of garment. It goes by where you're holding right now. If you're wearing a nighttime garment during the day, you're chayev. So according to the Rambam, gam bazeh chayev. If you're wearing a mace clothing when you're alive, so you'll be chayev. Just like when you're wearing a nighttime garment during the day, you're chayev. Because now it's day. So now you're alive, it's day. You should be chayev. Lefikach ledidon, therefore, lefi us, yasa bo tzitzis v'lo yavarech. Since we try to fulfill both the Rosh and the Rambam, and we go l'chumra in terms of wearing it, and l'kula in terms of the bracha. So in this case, we're only satisfying the Rambam schiyav and not the Rosh. So one would put tzitzis on, but he would not make a bracha on it. Next point in the Mishnah Berurah: Mochrei habigodim shalovshim umechavnim laharos lahakonim midasam. Someone who is selling clothing and he puts on the clothing just to show people the size of the garments. So he's putting on a four-corner garment, not for wearing purposes, just to show the size, to show that it's a good size. Peturin. That person is potter from tzitzis. V'imlovesh oson lahavir bazeh es hameches. But if he's wearing the garment to potter himself from the tax on the garment, because for whatever reason the clothing they were wearing was exempt from the tax, efshir dechayev b'tzitzis kamo gabi kelayim. It could be in that case, you would be chayev in tzitzis, like we say by Kilayim. We'll see in the notes an explanation of that. Look at note number 5 in the Adir Shum Shabura. Why is it that if you're putting on the clothing to show the size, you're exempt from tzitzis? And then we'll see, but if you're putting on the clothing to get exempt from the tax, however that works, so then you're going to be possibly chayiv. So says note number 5, Ubetama dover, while you're putter, when you're wearing it just to show people the size, Kosava matzah shekel shahalocha k'rabi shimon shadover she'en maskavin mutter. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon that a dover she'en miskavin is mutter. The avkan ein miskavnim hamochrim levisha klal. The ones who are putting it out to show the size, they have no kavana for a levisha for themselves. They're just showing the size, and therefore it's not going to be chayiv. V'halovesh talis kidei lelamed acherim seder ituf ulevisha tzitzis. One who is putting on a talis in order to teach others how to do it. So the cost of ha'od Yosef Chai, sha'af im ein bo adayin tzitzios mutter lelovsho kedei lamid bo. Even a four-quarter garment that doesn't have strings on it, you could put on to teach someone else. V'im yesh bo tzitzios, and if it has strings on it, osru lelovarech alavish zu. Teaching someone how to do it, putting it on for size, that's not considered a levisha. Therefore, you're not chayav in tzitzis, and if you had tzitzis on it, you can't make a bracha. That's not considered a levisha. As opposed to, if you're putting it on to exempt yourself from a tax, look at note number 6. There the Mishnah Berurah says, it's efshir that you are chayiv in tzitzis. Ubetama iser kosav matzah shekel. The reason why it would be usher to wear without tzitzis, says the matzah shekel b'shem hashach, shekevon she'ein tzorech l'shalim meches me'abgodim shelovish bohem. Since you are not chayiv to pay a tax on the clothing that you are wearing, imkein mechavin levisha. Your kavona is to wear it, because that's when you're exempt from the tax, so you bedafka want to wear it. V'chayiv afal pi she'einu mechavin l'chimum. Therefore, you're chayiv, even if the intention is not to keep yourself warm, but the intention is for Levisha, because you are potter from taxes on the clothing that you're wearing, so your kavanah is to wear it, therefore there's more of a reason to be mechayev you, as opposed to the other case, you had no intention to wear it, you were just doing whatever you could do to show him the size, and it happened to be by putting it on, but that's not considered a Levisha, and therefore you are potter. That is the end of Simen Yotes, and now we are beginning Simen Chaf. Dine lekichas umechiras talus. These are two very interesting halachos about buying and selling a talus from or to a goy. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, halokeach talus mitzuyeses mi Yisrael. A person who buys a talus mitzuyeses is a four-cornered garment that has the tzitzis on already. He buys a ready-made talus from a Jew, o mi tagar einu Yehudi, or from a goyish merchant. The Ramah adds on, V'omer shilakochon miYisrael neman. The Ramah says, and the non-Jewish merchant told you that he bought it from a trustworthy Jew, kosher. That garment is kosher. So you bought it from a stam Jew, it's kosher. You bought it from a goyish merchant who told you he got it from a Jew that's trustworthy, it's kosher. Why? The cave on the tagaru, since he's a merchant, chazaka shilakochon miYisrael. There's a chazaka that he's saying the truth that he got it from a Jew. The lo mara nafshe. He doesn't want to make things bad for himself. In other words, if he's, it's a little bit like Rav Moshe Seter by Chol of Israel, right? If this guy's a merchant, he sells the Jews a lot of things, and he's going to tell them he got it from a Jew, they find out he didn't, they're going to stop buying from him. So therefore, we assume he's telling us the truth, he doesn't want to make things bad for himself, and therefore he is believed to tell us that he got it from a Jew. Aval im lokach me'eno Yehudi she'eno tagar. But if you buy a pair of tzitzis or a talus from a goy that's not a merchant, psula, that's not good. You can't assume that it's good. So buying it from a regular goy, it's not good. Only from a goyish merchant, we'll see details about that in the Mishnah Berurah, then you could assume it is kosher. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Aleph. If you buy from Yisrael, it's okay. Afilu ein makir oso shu kosher v'nemon. Even if you do not recognize this Jew to be a kosher or a trustworthy person, afilu hachi talinon distam Yisrael b'cheskas kosher hu. We still assume the average Jew is b'cheskas kosher. Ubevadai tovon ushezoron utulon l'shmon, and we assume he spun and intertwined and hung the tzitzis all l'shma. We assume the Jew who selling the tzitzis did everything l'shma and it's fine. In lo shu chashid, unless for some reason we suspect him, that we realize that he plays games in other areas, then we would suspect him for games over here. But assuming in general, we don't know of any issues with this person, we can assume that it's kosher and it's fine.
Why can't you use the same logic with, let's say, something else? Let's say meat. He's a merchant.
You can. So we'll discuss that later. You can. We'll discuss that later. Let's stick to tzitzis for now. Says note number one, a very important note. I'll talk about it later. Note number one, first of all, at the end of the note, he brings to the Chazon Ish, who's a little more machmir than the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah said if you're buying it from a Jew, you don't know him, you never met him before. You could trust that he did everything l'shma. Kasav HaChazon Ish, in the last line, Shatzitzis eina nikachas elo min haneman shetov l'shma. Tzitzis cannot be purchased except from someone that you believe that he did the tevia l'shma. So you see, it's not just Stam, an average Jew, you assume he did everything okay. The Chazon Ish says that you have to know that he did it l'shma. He has to be neman that he does it l'shma. Now there's another part of the note, but I'm going to skip it because I think that we're going to be pressed for time tonight because I want to finish this simon. Let's finish up this Mishnah Berurah. Sifkatan Beis. O mi tagar eino Yehudi. We said it's also trustworthy to buy it from a non-Jewish merchant. Afilu eino muchsuk liknos talisos. Even if he doesn't have a chazaka of buying talisos, rak muchsos liknos shar schora. He sells other things. He sells chairs. And everyone in the Jewish community is buying their chairs from this merchant. Afilu hachi neman. He still believed to buy from him tzitzis. Why? If he finds out that he's bluffing, lagabe one thing, shuvlo yaminu bedaver acher. We're not going to leave him for anything else. So it doesn't have to be that he's a seller in general of tzitzis. It could be he's a seller of something else to the Jewish community, and he tells you he got this tzitzis from the right place. So he is neman because if we find out that he's lying, he's going to lose a lot of business from the Jews, and therefore he is neman even if his business is in another area besides tzitzis. Now, the Ramah said that he says he bought it from a Yisrael Neman. So look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Gimel. Ayin belavush the muchach minei she'ein tzarech hatagar lomar shekana mineman. The Levush says that he does not need to say that he bought it from a trustworthy Jew. Dafilu mistam Yisrael. Even if he bought it from a stam Jew, kosher kamo bi Yisrael shekana mi Yisrael. If he just bought it from a Jew, that's good enough. Just like if you went and bought it from a Jew, he said it would be okay. So if he bought it from a Jew, it's also okay. V'chein mashem mishar achronim. That's why it's mashem from the other achronim. He doesn't have to give you the nemonos of the Jew that he bought it from. As long as he bought it from a Jew, that's okay. The efsher de gam harama sover kein. And it could be the Rama also agrees with this. So what's the word neman? Because it sounds from the Rama, v'omer shelakachon miYisrael neman. He says he bought it from a trustworthy Jew, but now we're saying he could say he bought it from any Jew. So what is the word neman there? Koi al hatagar shu neman bediburo. It's read like this: v'omer shelakachon miYisrael neman. Then the goyisha merchant is believed. The difficulty with that a little bit is in the reading of the Mechaber, because the Mechaber said that if you buy from a tagar any Yehudi, it's kosher. So what does the Ramah have to say? He's Neman. If it's kosher, obviously he's Neman. The Ramah could have just added on, Va'omer shelakacha miYisrael, it's kosher. So why does the Ramah add on the word Neman also? That's why in the Havamina, the Mishaburu thought that Neman was saying, he said that he bought it from a trustworthy Jew. But now we're saying no, because you could buy it from any Jew. So saying that he says he bought it from a Jew, he is Neman, he's trustworthy, and it's kosher. So what are you adding on by the word Neman? If it's kosher, obviously it's trustworthy. So the Mishaburu says, V'hosef ha-Ramah zeh, the Ramah adds this lahoros lanu to teach us, Hasvara de dafka al diburo samchinan umaminim lo. The Ramah is saying we dafka believe him when he tells us he bought it from a Jew. The lo mara nafshe lo mashaker. He's not going to hurt himself by saying a lie. Mashenkein b'stama lo mara nafshe al yedeze. In other words, the Mishaburu is saying that what the Ramah is coming to tell us is that just buying it stamped from a goy, the goy didn't open up his mouth, so you don't have tainas on him. You're going to say, oh, you tricked us. I didn't trick you. I didn't say anything to you. You bought it. So therefore, the Ramah says, it's dafka, he says that he bought it from Yisrael, then he's believed. Because then we say he's not going to mess it up. Because he's saying to you, I bought it from a Jew. If now we disprove him and we see he lied, so then we're going to stop using it for all our business. So therefore, the Ramah is saying a limitation. It's not that we believe it from any Goyish merchant. It's only if the Goyish merchant said, I bought it from Yisrael. So then it's going to be that we believe him, because otherwise we believe he's afraid that if he's found to be a liar, he's going to lose business from the Jews. But if you just buy from him without him opening his mouth, the Ramah says over there, he wouldn't be trustworthy because you don't really have any tainus to come back with him. He's going to say, I didn't say anything, you just bought it. Zokta Mishabura Vaitis of Kadan Dala de Lo Mara Nafshe. He doesn't want to ruin things for himself. I am the Magen Avram, Shekosov, Dafka Gabe Talas Bitsitsiosea, Samchinan al Svarazu. Dafka, if you're buying a ready made talas with the tzitzis on, then we rely on this Svara that he doesn't want to ruin it for himself. Umaminim lo, we trust him. Mishum de ain derech nachri litlos tzitzis bevigdo. Because we don't assume that it's the normal way for a guy to be hanging tzitzis into his garment. Avaliknos tzitzis osar af mitagar. But to buy strings for the tzitzis, that's going to be usher even from a merchant. Why? Because there we don't believe he's selling you some strings to put in your tzitzis. We don't believe that the tviya and the shaziru is done l'shma. If you're buying the whole ready-made garment, so he's not going to go through the effort of putting the strings in. He doesn't do that. So there we assume he got it from a Jew who did everything for you. But over here, where you're just buying the strings from him, there you would not have this chazaka. V'chein pasak ataz v'derach achayim. V'yesh mekilim baza. Some are mekil agabe buying the strings as well. V'ayim bi'artzos achayim u'bishuas Yaakov sheskimu dehecha de'esek atagah who liknos tzitzis mi'yisrael v'limkor mutter mitagar. So these achronim say, they all agree that if his business as a merchant is to buy tzitzis from a Jew and to sell it, then it is mutter to buy it from the merchant, if that's his business. But just some guy who's selling the strings, so that would be a bigger problem. Although we said a stam goy is a problem even with the beged, as we see Mishabura Hey, we said if he's not a merchant, so then he's pasul. Shemahu ba'atzmo otzah tzitzis ba'beged. If a stam goy on the street is selling you a pair of tzitzis, so that is pasul, because we are concerned that maybe he made the tzitzis in the garment, and then it's no good. The kol shekein the osur liknos imenu tzitzis. Not only can you not buy the ready-made pair of tzitzis, but you can't buy the strings. You certainly can't buy the strings themselves. The shemelo nitva l'shma, because maybe they weren't spun l'shma. The imkain pashut, and if so, it's obvious that afilu im yirtze lahatira me'abeged ulakasha mechadash aser. Right, since there are really two problems here, you can't buy a ready-made garment from the guy, and you certainly can't buy the strings from the guy. So if you bought the ready-made garment, it wouldn't be enough to take off the strings and put it back on, because the concern is that the strings also may not have been spun l'shma. It's not only a problem in the hanging of the strings; you could take care of that by redoing it yourself, but you don't know if the strings themselves were ever kosher, and therefore that would be usher. Continues the Mishnah Berurah and says, Motza talis mitzuyetzes bashuk, if you find a pair of tzitzis, a ready, finished, made pair of tzitzis in the street, it's kosher. Again, we assume it's from a Jew. V'asu v'shloach tzitzis afilu psukim u'shezurim ayidei ove gilulim. You cannot send strings of tzitzis, even if they're cut and they're intertwined, everything is good, you can't send it in the hands of a guy to deliver it to your friend. Imlo b'shnei chosamos, unless it has two signs. Like when you want to send meat through a guy, you can't send meat with a guy. You're afraid the guy's going to switch with other meats. It has to have two simanim, like a caterer does. If they send the stuff out with a guyish driver, so they have two simanim on to make sure that's kosher. So here also with tzitzis, if you have tzitzis that you're sending from one Jew to another Jew through a guy, and they were properly spun and intertwined, you have to have simanim on it to make sure he's not going to switch the tzitzis like we were concerned he would switch the meat. That is in terms of Halacha Aleph, where a Jew is buying tzitzis from a guy. So again, to buy it from a stam guy, we said it's absolutely usur. To buy it from a guy who's a merchant, and the Rambam adds on, he told you that he bought it from a Jew, then it's okay. It sounds from the Mechaber that even if he doesn't say it's from a Jew, you just assume he got it from a Jew, it would be okay. There's a chazaka, he got it from a Jew. Now in Halacha Beis, we're going to discuss when you are selling tzitzis to a guy. The opposite. Here we're discussing until now buying it from a guy. Now what about selling it to a guy? So in Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Ein mochrin talis mitzuyetzes la'ovei kochavim. This is a very interesting halacha. You can't sell a ready-made talis to a guy. Shema yislave im Yisrael baderach v'yagenu. Because maybe he will disguise himself as a yid and travel with another yid, and he will kill the yid along the way. So maybe he wants to buy the talis as a scam to try to kill someone. Therefore, it is usur to sell a ready-made tzitzis to a guy. V'afilu l'mashkein l'lahafki talis mitzuyetzes l'ovei kochavim usur. And even to give it to him as a mashkon, or to give it to him for a little while, is also going to be usur for the same reason. Elim kenu l'fi shah d'lek l'mecha shlaha. Unless it's for a very short amount of time, that not enough time to be concerned about this concern, then it will be okay. But to sell a ready-made talis to a guy is usur. For that concern, the Mechaber brought down. The Mishabru is going to say another reason. Let's see the Mishabru is Sivkotun Vav. You can't sell Ove Kochavim, Afilu Imhu Tagar. Even if the guy is a merchant, you can't sell it to him. Why? Degamu Choshed al Shvichos Domin Vigila Arayas. Because even the merchant, the guy who's a merchant, he's also Choshed on murder and Gila Arayas. We'll see why he's saying Gila Arayas in a minute. The Hodam Minun La'el B'Sif Aleph. But now, wait a second. You can't. We just said in Sif Aleph that a Jew could buy from a Goyish merchant because we assume the Goyish merchant got it from the Jew. But now we said a Jew can't sell it to the Goyish merchant. So how can we say in Sif Aleph you could buy it from a Goyish merchant because we assume he got it from the Jew when the Jew wasn't allowed to sell it to the Goyish merchant in the first place? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Hodam Minun La'el B'Sif Aleph Chazaka Shalakacha Yisrael. That if a Goyish merchant is selling it, we have a Chazaka that he got it from a Jew. We're assuming that the Jew did an isser in selling it to him. In other words, in Halacha Aleph, we said you could buy it from a Goyish merchant because we assume he got it from a Jew, the isser. In other words, the Jew wasn't allowed to sell it to him, but we just assumed the Goyish merchant got it from a Jew who sold it to him, the isser. So the Jew, we assume, sold it to the Goyish merchant, the isser. So in Eilat, it's mutter for you to go and buy it from the Goyish merchant. How does a Jew? That's a good question. You're saying if we're saying the guy got it from a Jew who did an iser. Well, I would say the answer. I have an answer for you. His question is an excellent question. Eliyahu was asking. He's saying that if the guy, the Goyish merchant selling it to you because we assume that he got it from a Jew who sold him the iser. So we're assuming that there was an iser done. So how do we have a chazaka that it came from a Jew and everything was done properly in the tzitzis? Maybe the same way he's choshed on selling to a goy tzitzis which he wasn't allowed to sell, maybe he also didn't do the tefillah lishma. So I think the answer is that we saw earlier that even a person who doesn't wear tzitzis is believed to say he did the tefillah lishma as long as he's not a mumr l'teyavon. As long as he's only a mumr l'teyavon, not a mumr l'hachis. So here, why is he selling it to the goy? To make a buck. So he's a mumr l'teyavon. He's making a few dollars on it. He's not choshed to then sell tzitzis that will eventually get to a Jew that are not have the tivui lishma.
I was
what?
In a tenant's house, they had a talis.
Really?
Tenant, she wanted to show me. She has a talis. She brings it. It's her prayer shawl. She brings it to.
Oh, wow. Look at the next Mishnah Berurah.
She
lives in Columbia Boulevard. Look at the next Mishnah Berurah. Zakta Mishnah Berurah Sivkotan Zayin. The next Mishnah Berurah is very important to what Meir is saying. Shemi Yislava. We said in the Mechaber the reason why you can't sell it to the guy is because the concern is the guy might go and kill a yid disguised as a yid. Od ikatan b'gemara mishum zona. The other concern of selling a goy a talis is a concern of zona. Upirish Rashi sheyitnena lezona beesnena, that a goy might go take this talis and give it in exchange for the services of a zona. V'tomar she Yisrael nasan la, and then the zona is going to go and say, look what a Jew gave me, and she's going to cause rumors about the Jews. The imkain kol shekain da aser limkul nochris mitamza. According to that, it's certainly aser to sell it to a non-Jewish woman, because again, she could start these rumors as well. Va'ayim b'chay adam shekasa, very important. Dilatam shemi yislava leklo mechash hashta. The concern of the mechaber that maybe they'll kill you, that's not a concern nowadays. The einon chashudin al shvichas damim. Because today, nowadays, goyim baruch Hashem are not chashud on killing yidden, and therefore that would not be a concern. One would be allowed to sell the talis to a goy mitzad that reason. Avolatam the zona yeshlochush. But for the other reason of a zona, there is a concern. I want to finish up. I want to see a bir lacha also. So no more questions for now. Sifkaton ches lefisha'a. So he said, if so, lefisha, where there's unless it's only for a very short amount of time, there's no concern. Avalim heisir atzitzis, if you took out the strings, afal pishin isharu hanikovim, even though the holes are left in the beged, mutra afilu limkor hatalas anachri. It would be okay even to sell it to a goy. The only problem of selling it to a goy or any of these problems is only already fully made talas. But if the strings are out, it's just a garment with the holes. Without the strings, it would be okay. But the Bi'alacha just points out over here in the second Bi'alacha, Shemi Yislave, he writes, I am a mishabura, the I am a bir agrosha kosav de lahachi asra afilu lamashkin etzel hanachri. For this reason, it's usher as well to give it as a mashkon to a goy. Mishum denaktin on lochumro ki aitam eshem yislave. Because of this reason that the goy might murder the yid, so it's usher even to give it as a mashkon. Dileidach taimed de zona hayamutter. Because according to the reason that he might use it to give it to a zona, that would be mutter. Because if he only gave it to as a mashkon, ratzalomer deich yimser la zona kevin shatalas einu shalo. Since the talis is not his, he has to give it back to you. He can't give it to a zona. And therefore, as a mashkon, it would only be a problem of the murder, but mitzad the zona, it wouldn't be a problem because he can't give it to the zona, he has to give it back to you. Lefize, according to this, lefima shekasa v'chay odom, that which the mishabura brings down lefize chay odom, dilididon hashta lo chayshino latam de shemi yislave, that there is no concern of shemi yislave. Nowadays we said there's no concern of the murder, right? So memela mutter lamashkein. So nowadays, where there's no concern of the murder, there's only concern of the zona, and by the zona we said there's no concern of giving it for a temporary time because it has to be given back to you. He can't give it to the zona. Then it would be mutter to be mamashkein it to a goy nowadays. Then he just points out that I am ben the muke Yosef balachos katanos the masha behepich. He's masha the other way. Vetzarach iyan gadol al svaras and the muke Yosef masha kosov. He says maybe what he means is that it's usher to give as a mashkon to the non-Jewish woman. In other words, to give it to a man as a mashkon, we're not worried about the zona problem because he can't give it to the zona, he has to give it back to you. But to give it to a non-Jewish woman, even for a temporary amount of time, maybe that's where he means it's going to be a problem, because there she could start rumors even just having it for a little bit of time. Okay, we'll stop here and Mitzvah Shem, we'll start the next siman tomorrow.